Welcome. This is Kathleen Pearl. This is titled Restorians, August 25th, 2015. This particular exhortation teaching is on a subject that we need to hear about. It's to build us up in righteousness and to understand the plan of God. He restores my soul in righteousness for his name's sake. Restorians of righteousness, or restorers of the way. The way of righteousness is the way of restoration. I will make a way for you. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this session. We thank you that you've enabled us and released in us, and that there's spiritual impartation to the hearers and into the hearts of those that would receive the engrafted word of the Lord, and it would bring forth the fruit of righteousness from your vine, that we abide in you and your spirit abides in us, and it will bear fruit to your glory. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Malachi 3:1 says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord who you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts." All right, there's a messenger that's going before the Lord of hosts. "He shall prepare the way before me, says the Lord of hosts. And the Lord whom you seek," that's a prerequisite. You have to seek the Lord, okay? And then the messenger will come and prepare the way. You have to receive the messenger and listen to what he says. "And then he shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant." All right, there's two messengers here. God's messenger who prepares the way, and the messenger of the covenant whom you delight. You must take delight in him. You must seek him. "And behold, he shall come, says the Lord of hosts." All right, let's look at Isaiah 2:3. This is talking about preparation for restoration. Isaiah 2:3. "And many people shall come and say, come, let's go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Yaakov. And he will teach us of his ways, his paths. And we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth a law, and the word of the Lord from Yerushalayim. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation. Neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come you, let us walk in the light of the Lord." All right. And this is a messianic prophecy when the Messiah comes and sets up his kingdom at the mountain of the Lord and the house of the God of Jacob. And Jacob's name was changed later to Israel, the commonwealth of Israel. "And he will teach us of his ways." There are more ways to be taught of and instructed in by the Spirit. And we will walk in his paths, the way of Yeshua. "For out of Zion, the mountain of Zion, and the assembly of the congregation shall go forth a law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." God's not doing away with the law. He is the law. Yeshua fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law. None of it shall be passed away. He's the Lord. He changes not. "And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations." This is shown in the Laodicean church. This is shown in the book of Revelation, that all things were, created in and through him and for him, and will be reconciled back to him, and he will judge that, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshare, their wet armaments into agricultural instruments. This implies that technology of a sort, war technology, is a covenant-breaking issues. Murder, lust, theft, all these swords or instruments of war are useless, but that the agricultural plowshares, the agricultural times and seasons of the earth and the harvest and seed time, all of that were the pattern ordained by the Lord, and their spears into pruning hooks. This is a reiteration, a parallelism, swords into plowshares, spears into pruning hooks, saying it twice. Twice means it will happen. It is not, you can't change this through intercession. This is God's intention for the millennial kingdom. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come you, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Who's the light? The light that disperses the darkness, because evil deeds are done in darkness. Let's look at this scripture now, Isaiah 58:12-14. And they that shall be of you, that is of God, shall build the old waste places. They shall raise up the foundations of many generations and shall be called the repair of the breach, the restore of paths to dwell in. And what foundations of the generations would be? Those would be the ancient places, the old waste places. And they shall raise these back up of many generations. Who is that? That's our fathers, our forefathers, in the faith, all the way back to Abraham, all the way back to Adam. And only the second Adam can do that. And you shall be called repairers of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Hence the name Restorians, Restorians of the Way. And we'll set up that highway of holiness will rebuild the road of the paths of God and the ancient generations. We will honor our fathers and mothers. We will keep covenant with them. And here's how we do it. Here's the qualifier, okay? If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words, then you shall you delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. All right, let's break this down a little bit. If you don't turn away your foot from the Sabbath, in other words, you direct the seventh day of the week into God's Sabbath and keeping it the way he would like it to be. Well, and how is that? You don't go do your own pleasures. You don't go to the movies. You don't go boating or whatever on his holy day. And you set this, call the Sabbath a delight. It's the gem of the week. It's the seventh day gem. The holy of the Lord, honorable. In other words, you treasure it. You revere it. You set it apart. It is the gem in the setting of the week. Of the 7 days, it's the seventh day. And you shall honor him. This, he's telling you how to honor him. Not going your own ways, but going his ways. We're the restorers of the way. Okay? Restorers of righteousness. Zedek. Nor finding your own pleasure. Not doing your own thing, but seeking his pleasure. Seeking what would please and honor and give him glory. And not speaking your own words, but speaking his words. What his counsel is. And what he desires of you. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. That's called the delight of the Lord. That's called giving God pleasure. That changes when you get into his word and think on him and honor him. It changes you inwardly. And you will that's delighting in the Lord. And I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the Lord. He will give you dominion. Because, you know, seek not your... You are not seeking your own ways. You're seeking God in all his ways, and he shall give you the desires of your heart, because your heart has been changed and you're a delight to him, and he will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father, your father's father's father, the children of Abraham, back to Adam and the second Adam, who redeems us and brings us into this delight, because the Sabbath day, the seventh day, the holy day, speaks of the Messianic kingdom. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken this. Let's just look at a reiteration of this in Psalm 37, where it says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, nor be envious against the workers of iniquity. For soon they shall be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, do good. So shall you dwell on the land, and verily shall you be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart." Right? "He shall cause you to ride on the high places. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to you pass. And he shall bring your righteousness forth as the light, and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass." And it goes on. Rest in the Lord. All right. Since we're talking about restoration and the Sabbath, this rest of the Lord, the entering in, let's look at Hebrews 4:1-16. "Let us therefore fear, lest a promise of being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. For to us was the gospel preached as well as to them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, all the works were finished from the foundation of the world." God says right here, his works were finished from the foundation of the world. If we find God, if we find his works, we found the foundations, the ancient paths to walk in, that he's trying to bring us in his rest, his restoration of all things. "For in Yeshua, in him, and by him, and through him were all things created, and for him were all things created. For he spake into a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all of his work. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. And he limited a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then they would not afterwards have spoken of another day. There remains therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also ceased from his own works, as God did from his." And that's how we're honoring God. We're saying, it's already set. The foundations are there, and we need to enter into this and not into our own devices, purposes, plans, temptations, seductions by the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, the Sabbath, the seventh day, is resting in it. Is the Lord's day, and it's so that we can come into alignment, as I spoke of in the previous scripture about Isaiah 58, with what God is doing, is to line us up. Isaiah 66 says the Sabbath and the new moon are eternal, and the Sabbath is the seventh of sevens, and there's the 7 weeks and the 7 times 70 and the 7, and the year of Jubilee, which prophetic, all these things are prophetic and honoring God, saying, we believe in what you're saying and we are keeping this according to your word. We're entering into it because we're going to enter into it eternally. We are profiting from this now, God. We are profiting. So let us labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, But all things are naked and open unto his eyes of him with whom we have to do. If we enter into this rest through belief, God's word deals with us. We have to rest and wait on him and allow his word to do surgery, to pierce our soul and spirit, our joint marrow, to discern the thoughts and intents of our hearts. The heart is desperately wicked, who can know it? But with God, nothing is hidden. All things are open. Seeing then that we have this great high priest that is passed in the heavens, Jesus Yeshua, the Son of God, Mashiach, HaMashiach, let us hold fast our profession. God's going to do this work. He is going to do this work. For we don't have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us boldly come into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help, grace to help in time of need. And God is working rest and restoration. He restores my soul in righteousness for his name's sake as I honor him and enthrone him and give him that jewel of the covenant, the messenger of the covenant. And I honor God. And he spells out clearly how to do this. And therefore, let us enter into his rest.